Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace: describe a time when you had to troubleshoot a technical issue in IELTS speaking. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I've noticed that questions about troubleshooting technical issues are becoming increasingly common in the test. This topic allows candidates to demonstrate their problem-solving skills and technical vocabulary, which are highly valued in today's digital age. In this article, we'll explore how to effectively answer questions related to this topic and provide sample responses to help you achieve a high band score. Part 1: Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you some general questions about technology and problem solving. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Question: how do you usually deal with technical problems? Band 6 to 7. Answer: when I face technical issues, I usually try to figure them out myself first. I might search online for solutions or ask friends for help. If I can't solve the problem, I'll contact customer support. Band 8-9. Answer: I typically adopt a systematic approach when confronted with technical challenges. My first step is to diagnose the issue by gathering information about the symptoms. Then I research potential solutions using reliable online resources or tech forums. If the problem persists, I don't hesitate to consult experts or reach out to technical support for more advanced assistance. Part 2: Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to troubleshooting a technical issue. Describe a time when you had to troubleshoot a technical issue. You should say what the problem was, when and where it happened, how you solved it, and explain how you felt about the experience. Band 6-7. Sample answer: I remember a time when I had to troubleshoot a technical issue with my laptop. It happened about a year ago when I was working on an important project at home. Suddenly, my laptop started freezing and wouldn't respond to any commands. I felt really stressed because I had a deadline to meet. First, I tried restarting the computer, but the problem persisted. Then, I searched online for solutions and found out it might be a problem with the hard drive. I decided to back up my important files to an external drive, just in case. After that, I ran a disk check utility, which found and fixed some errors on the hard drive. Luckily, this solved the problem, and my laptop started working normally again. I felt relieved and proud that I managed to fix the issue myself. It taught me the importance of staying calm and approaching problems step by step. Since then, I've become more confident in dealing with technical issues. Band 8-9, sample answer: I'd like to recount an instance when I had to troubleshoot a critical technical issue. This occurred approximately 18 months ago while I was finalizing a crucial presentation for a client meeting scheduled for the following day. I was working late at my home office when my laptop suddenly became unresponsive and displayed the dreaded blue screen of death. The timing couldn't have been worse, and I felt a surge of panic. However, I quickly composed myself and approached the situation methodically. First, I attempted a hard reset, but the problem persisted. Recognizing the severity of the issue, I swiftly transitioned to my backup device to ensure I could continue working if needed. Next, I delved into the root cause by booting the laptop in safe mode and analyzing the error logs. This investigation revealed that a recent software update had conflicted with my graphics driver. Armed with this information, I rolled back the problematic update and reinstalled a stable version of the graphics driver. To my relief, this resolved the issue, and my laptop resumed normal function. As an added precaution, I performed a comprehensive system check and updated my backup protocols to prevent future data loss risks. This experience was simultaneously stressful and enlightening. I felt an immense sense of accomplishment, having resolved a complex technical issue under pressure. Moreover, it reinforced the importance of maintaining composure in challenging situations and adopting a structured approach to problem solving. This incident has significantly boosted my confidence in handling technical crises and has motivated me to continually expand my troubleshooting skills. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to technology? What skills do you think are important for effective troubleshooting? Band 6-7, answer: this experience made me more careful with my devices. I now regularly back up my data and keep my software updated. I think patience and logical thinking are important for troubleshooting. Band 8-9, answer. This experience was a catalyst for enhancing my technological proficiency. It prompted me to adopt a more proactive stance towards device maintenance, including implementing robust backup systems and staying vigilant about software updates. Moreover, it highlighted the critical nature of digital literacy in today's world. Regarding essential troubleshooting skills, I believe analytical thinking is paramount. The ability to systematically deconstruct a problem, coupled with perseverance and adaptability, forms the cornerstone of effective troubleshooting. Additionally, strong research skills and the capacity to synthesize information from various sources are invaluable in navigating the ever-evolving landscape of technology. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here's an example. Question: how do you think technology has changed the way we solve problems? Band 6-7, answer. Technology has made problem solving easier in many ways. We can quickly find information online and connect with experts from around the world. However, it can also make us too dependent on devices and less able to think for ourselves. Band 8-9, answer. Technology has revolutionized our approach to problem solving in multifaceted ways. On one hand, it has democratized access to information, enabling individuals to tap into vast knowledge bases and crowdsource solutions from a global community of experts. This has significantly accelerated the problem-solving process and fostered innovation across various fields. Moreover, advanced technologies like artificial intelligence and machine learning have enhanced our capacity to analyze complex data sets and identify patterns that might elude human perception, leading to more informed decision-making and efficient problem resolution. However, this technological reliance is not without its drawbacks. There's a risk of overdependence on digital tools, potentially atrophying our innate problem-solving abilities. Additionally, the information overload facilitated by technology can sometimes obfuscate rather than clarify issues, making it crucial to develop strong critical thinking and information filtering skills. Ultimately, I believe the key lies in striking a balance, leveraging technology as a powerful tool while maintaining and honing our fundamental cognitive problem-solving capabilities. This synergy between human intuition and technological prowess holds the potential to address increasingly complex challenges facing our world. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Troubleshoot, verb, to find and eliminate the cause of a problem. Example, I had to troubleshoot the network issues before the presentation. Systematic approach, sysproach, noun phrase, a methodical way of dealing with something. Example, a systematic approach is crucial when diagnosing complex technical problems. Diagnose, douse verb, to identify the nature or cause of a problem. Example, it's important to accurately diagnose the issue before attempting any fixes. Persist, sist, to continue firmly or obstinately. Example, despite my efforts, the error message persisted on the screen. Critical thinking, critkel thing, noun phrase, the objective analysis and evaluation of an issue to form a judgment. Example, effective troubleshooting requires strong critical thinking skills. Proactive, proactive, adjective, creating or controlling a situation rather than just responding to it. Example, taking a proactive approach to device maintenance can prevent many technical issues. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. Practice narrating technical experiences. Regularly practice describing technical problems you've encountered and how you solved them. This will help you become more comfortable with the relevant vocabulary and improve your fluency. Develop a structured approach. When answering questions, especially in Part 2, use a clear structure. Start with an introduction, provide details about the problem, explain your solution process, and conclude with the outcome and your feelings. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate technical terms and advanced vocabulary naturally into your responses. This demonstrates your language proficiency and subject knowledge. Show your thinking process. In Part 3, don't just state your opinion. Explain your reasoning and provide examples to support your views. This showcases your ability to analyze and discuss abstract concepts. Stay calm and confident. Remember, the examiner is interested in your language skills, not your technical expertise. If you're not sure about a technical term, Use simpler language to explain your point. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about troubleshooting technical issues in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to demonstrate your English language skills while discussing the topic coherently and confidently. For more tips on describing challenging situations in IELTS speaking, check out our article on how to describe a time you overcame a challenge. You might also find our guide on describing a person who is very good at solving problems helpful for expanding your vocabulary on this topic. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.